Well, the amount of reminders we need at this point is astonishing that there's full control. 17 was on the docket again. That number was absolutely amazing as the good guys are doing all they can to show us they are winning and we have what should be a bright future ahead. Still many need to wake up. We're going to check out the Faith and Freedom Conference with President Trump there, the Philly rally, and some other things around Philadelphia, and amazing, amazing things that continue to play out for all of us. Are you ready for this? Oh, let's go.
Side by side, we're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We're going to defend our values, and we're going to make America great again.
That's the Faith and Freedom Conference, the President
this
Trump.
This will be the most important election in the history of our country. I believe that.
The most important election in our country continues.
I return to the White House. I will once again aggressively defend religious freedom in all of its forms. It's many forms, but we will defend it in every single one of its forms. We will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, in our hospitals, and in our public square. In my next term, I will once again appoint a rock-solid conservative, and we are putting in, you know, we put in almost 300 judges and three Supreme Court justices to interpret the law and the Constitution as written.
So why are these protections important? Remember, we brought up that Mayorkas had a list of the people who are extremists in the country of the United States of America, and you guys remember what those are? That would be those that serve in the military who support President Trump, those who actually stand up for our rights and freedoms, freedom of speech, Christians are extremists, according to Mayorkas. Those that are right-wingers and MAGA people are extremists. And so he has to bring this up, especially at the Faith and Freedom Conference, to make sure we know who we're up against, these demonic people.
Ever again will the federal government be used to target religious believers, Americans of faith, and that's all it is. It's Americans of faith are not a threat to our country. Americans of faith are the soul of our country. One of the reasons we have so much crime, is you don't have the faith. You know, you don't have people wanting to be good because they want to go to that special place. They want to be good. There's no reason. It's like religion is, it's going down at a level that nobody's seen before. Nobody's seen anything like it. And it's really having a tremendous effect long beyond our churches and our synagogues and our mosques. It's long beyond, it's beyond everything. Religion is becoming less and less of a factor, less and less important in our country. And that's causing a lot of the chaos and a lot of the crime that you see.
Now, well, he brings up a word that I've talked about in the past, religion. Religion is man trying to form their own way of figuring out how they can get to heaven. Those who belong to Christ, believers in Christ, it's not a religion. It is a relationship with our Heavenly Father through Yeshua, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's not religion. But why I get the context of what President Trump is trying to state is those that belong to some type of religious group at least have some type of moral character that's brought to them, whether it be the Bible that's brought or others, and I get it. And for me, as a conservative Christian, somebody who belongs to Christ, I'm a little bit more on the right side where I don't like it all of them the same. But at the same time, we have moral values that come with some good teaching. Now, all of the buildings don't have everything that's moral. We're watching several of them fall apart. If you guys have been paying attention to any of these groups, you'll notice many are trying to bring in some very, very false, immoral doctrines into their leadership, and we've talked about that in the past. Another thing that's been going on, of course, is the conviction of President Trump, right? We've been noticing a lot of folks standing up for the truth and saying, you know what, I want one of these shirts. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We've got different colors for you at andweknow.com. If you head to our website, shop.amweknow.com or amweknow.com, you'll be getting a nice shirt to wear for everyone to watch. And I love to play this clip just as a reminder.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can forgive Cardi B for roofing men and stealing from them when she was a stripper, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon.
Yeah, I just love this. She puts out a lot of good points there, and it's amazing. So we've been talking about, again, the faith of all people and how it's important in many, many ways. Well, President Trump had a chance to go to the Philly rally, and a local Philadelphia pastor kicked off the rally. And George said he came with a fire. When's the last time you heard a prayer said at a Democrat rally? Well, if you did, it was probably Satan and his demons. To Satan and his demons is what George said. But listen to this clip as he gets ready to say a prayer.
Before we begin, I want to say it's a great honor and a privilege. I was born and raised, live and pastor here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. The greatest city on God's green earth, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where liberty and freedom started.
Oh, yeah, getting them fired up.
And now shall we bow our heads for just a moment. Dear Lord, with humility, we come tonight willingly, and we come with humble hearts. We come to pray first to honor a fellow American and our president. We ask you for the grace of an open heart, the wisdom of a concerning mind, and the courage to maintain a strong will. We pray, Lord, that this country might be turned around. We pray for our president, and all, in spite of all that he's faced, all the difficulty and all the lies, we ask tonight that you help us to rise above it, that we might reclaim our personal liberties, that we might reclaim our country, and we ask for your strength and your courage tonight to lead us all as one family tonight, that we might take back our country. And we pray tonight that you would bless us and lead Donald Trump back into the White House. And we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We pray tonight, take this country back. Make America great again.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And everybody said amen.
Amen. Amen. How about that? And that gets you fired up. Many of you guys driving your car saying amen. You're sitting in your living rooms, tears flowing. Just love seeing these type of things play out. You know, these guys that stand unashamed and saying, you know what? I'm going to stand for the truth. And they realized that they were not fooled and being told that you don't mix politics and religion when you talk to people. It just causes too much problems. But no, we need freedom of speech and we need debates and we need to have these talks. And I brought up before and I'll bring it up again. They should be ashamed of themselves, anyone who preaches the word of God. And they say, we don't talk about politics when we preach. Well, if you don't, then you need to stop reaching into the scriptures, because most of the scriptures are filled with kings, governors, things that are happening in the political zone that our Heavenly Father even ensured played out in a certain way, because he's in control of it all. We've had that conversation before, and we'll continue that. Former fundraiser who helped raise millions for Obama, leaves the Democrat Party, declares support for Trump. We are watching many of these folks who were basically shocking the world, letting them know, I'm not going to support the craziness anymore. One of those was, say, Kathy Wood, one of the most influential people in the business world, just publicly announced that she'll be voting for Trump, and he had the best economy in history. Huh. Let's hear this one.
Trump or Biden?
Is it? The word is, so as I've said to my children, so I have two girls and a boy, and they're split on this. As I've said to them, look, I am going to vote for the person who's going to do the best job for our economy. I am a voter when it comes to economics. And on that basis, Trump. I mean, So Art Laffer describes the first 3 years of the Trump presidency as the best in U.S. economic history. Not the last one because of COVID, but, and I would agree.
Wow.
And I went through Reaganomics, too.
How about that? More surprising things coming out here recently we've got for you would be this. This one with Cuomo on a mostly a leftist type show. I guess Bill Maher, most of you guys know he's got the red shoes. You know what that means. Some of us believe that because they're red shoe folks, they've been told you will start sharing the things that we want you to share so that the public starts to wake up at the right moment. And Maher could be part of that. But we also know that he stated, if President Trump steps back in that White House, I think I might end up in Gitmo. Well, besides all that, watch what happens here.
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead.
He wasn't lagging behind. Another lie.
At trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for $5, $10, $25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump. So yeah. I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always going to look like a sex case, and people were always just going to look at it that way. So anyway,
that case, the attorney general's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
Oh, boy. Where'd that come from? Why were they allowed to talk about that? You want to find something interesting in all of this? June 21st, 2020. On the cue board, 4492. How is it possible for select Democrat governors thought it was safe to push COVID-19 positive elderly patients back into nursing homes, hot zones? Remember, Cuomo did that. Each year, 90% of deaths worldwide related to influenza virus strike men and women age 65 and older. That's a quote from a story out of Yale. If the flu, influenza, is more deadly among the elderly known, how is it possible select Democrat governors thought it was safe to push the COVID into nursing homes? Someone can be accused of third-degree murder if they unintentionally cause someone else's death while committing a dangerous act. Negligent, reckless, who benefits the most? Why only Democrat governors? How do you reasonably explain what occurred? There's a delta here. Cuomo killed my mom was the picture that you're looking at there from the cue board, June 21st, 2020. And here we are 4 years later. He's supporting Trump. Very interesting. All of this playing out and more. And it makes you need something that's going to make you feel better. I mean, folks, we walk around all the time and we see so many people have been affected in many ways, physically and mentally and more, by all of these revelations. And it brings me into something where I need my health taken care of too. I need to feel a lot better, and I need things that will help me, not only me, help my dog. Yeah, we've got that. At LTPetClub247.com, they've got Enforce gummies now, immune support system. It's kind of the mushroom, right? The Coriolis versicola with PSP and PSK. Non-GMO and vegan and kosher. Made in the USA and with all natural ingredients. And it tastes delicious and it's safe for kids. You know, you discover this power of the nature, you know, that God's provided on this earth. With these great innovations, they continue to come up with at LTPetClub247.com. The gummies are safe, right? And they are all of these things that we have to deal with day in and day out. And we find that amazing support from them. Nico has Enforce Plus. Bought a bottle of Enforce Plus, and it lasted an entire month for Nico. It says on the bottle to take two a day. I had a stroke a year ago, said Nico, and my heart went crazy on me. I was 44 when I had my stroke. I found out I had central sleep apnea, said Nico, where my brain no longer tells my lungs to breathe when I sleep. Since I've been taking the Enforce Plus, my blood pressure isn't all over the place. I feel better all over. I'm getting my feeling back into my left side even. I'm buying 3 months supply this week because this month has made a better believer out of me. Anna said, hey, I heard of my first few bottles of Enforce after hearing the first interview, and we got some mush puppies for a senior dog. We've seen such an improvement in him. He went from severely arthritic back, hips, legs, and not being able to walk hardly at all to walking, albeit slowly, and even playing more in the yard. I've seen increases in my immune system as well. Thank you for all you do, LTPetClub247.com. I encourage you guys to go below this video or podcast, click on that link, LTPetClub247.com, and grab yours today. You will not be disappointed at all.
There has never been enthusiasm like I'm seeing right now. There's never been. Never been. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
You're watching thousands of people. They flocked to Philly. The turnout for Trump was massive. And if you guys are looking at your screens, you're looking at just the thousands of people waiting to get in. Waiting to get in. Thank you, Nick Sorter, for that picture showing us that. I tell you, as we move forward in this whole journey, we know that the comms are going to continue to get stronger. As a matter of fact, Grasshopper happened to catch this with the rally. President Trump sounds the bell of liberty at the Philadelphia campaign rally, right? Posted at 11:54 by President Trump on Truth Social. Well, if you go to 11:54, guys, just go to 11:54 on the keyboard, and you'll be shocked. Shocked at what? Well, it actually has a quote for all of us to read. Something pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. It connects to 11:54, connects to what we've seen as the perfect example of why we're here. Thank you, Patriot. Thank you all. Which then connects to the rally. Well, the rally was held 17 minutes early, not 18, not 16 minutes, but 17, which is the letter Q, ending both rallies with 17 claps, bringing us back to the double confirmation of number 17 decode. Then you read drop 703 as we ring the bell of freedom, adding emphasis when Trump deletes the truth regarding that rally, Trump sounding the bell of liberty at 11:54. Future proves past. You go through all these examples, all the examples that we've seen, more and more we're getting confirmation that things are playing out just like they're supposed to. And of course, the enemy is going to do overtime liars that they, you know, they belong to Satan. So the Satan's father of the lies, right? Notice how Biden headquarters chose their words. They're saying, hey, look, speaking at the same venue, President Trump versus President Biden at the same venue in Philly. And basically, they're trying to say that Trump had an basically half-empty venue. Let me see if I can scroll, you know, zoom this in for you. I want you to see what they're trying to show. So all of your friends who are liberals and support Biden, you'll say, look, Biden's got a full, you know, the same thing in Philly. Look at how many people Biden pulled in. No. Because you see the empty seats for Trump at the top part. But there's a reason. I'm about to show it to you. But second of all, I want to remind you that these folks didn't show up for Biden, if you're looking at a number of people. They showed up for Obama because Obama was there. They can't do anything without Obama. People could care less about Biden. I'll show you more on that in a moment. But if you go to the same venue, okay, what are you looking at here? You're looking at a curtain that they put up. You see that? Because they couldn't get, 30% of the stuff, people not there. So they had to push them up high to the top parts of this complex. Then take a picture to deceive people and say, well, President Trump didn't have the same number of people that Biden had. No, it's pretty much half empty because they covered it up for their picture, pushed everybody forward and said, we're going to make sure that we make people believe that Trump is not pulling the same amount of people. The liars. If you go to Philly and you watch them walk into venues to get something to eat, what do you see here? Remember, Biden went in to order something in Philly and nobody's there really to greet him. Hardly anybody there. They could give a rip. But you go to Trump visiting Philadelphia, getting something to eat, people are crowded in the streets, they're in the venue, and they're screaming USA, and they can't wait to meet President Trump. And they're talking about the debate. You've already won, President Trump. They are just going crazy. And if you guys are looking at your screen, you'll see Biden. Nobody's screaming for him. Empty venue. They don't care. All leading into even more on the voting, right? The illegal voting. They're going to have to figure out a way to cheat again because these folks are not going to vote for him.
What can you tell us about this memo? Because she says she didn't write the memo, and yet there's a memo at the border, which the illegals are reading in Spanish, and it says, go vote Joe Biden. What is this memo all about?
Yeah, look, the memo speaks for itself. There's no doubt that this is the plan. It's to encourage these illegals to vote. They've given them phones. They connect them to Social Security numbers. They connect them to voting in these states. And their job really is to come here and vote. And they're putting them in the right places, the right states. We don't know where they're putting the illegals, but I guarantee you it's in the crucial states. Joe Biden can't win this election without illegal voting. And this is the biggest threat to our democracy or our republic that I think we've seen since who knows when.
Yeah. So that's Ken Paxton, Attorney General. Of course, they can't stand him. The folks that in Bush country, right? They did all they could to prevent him from coming out, and he won. He's out there talking, sharing the truth, and more. They can't win. Even these folks that come in after the Trump rally in Philly, listen to this immigrant, legal immigrant, and how passionate she is and what's going on with these elections.
I am voting for President Trump because he's the people's president.
She said, I'm voting for President Trump because he's the people's president. I'm going to help you in case you don't understand.
He is the only one who can save the United States of America from destruction from within by the Democrats and the radical left. The Democrat Party that founded the KKK.
The Democrat Party founded the KKK.
The Democrat Party that opposed all major civil rights laws that favor the minority.
They passed all kinds of laws that do not favor the minorities. They separated the blacks. Here we go.
Democrat Party of the white supremacy.
They are the party of the white supremacy, the Democrats.
Democrat Party that people, unite people.
They divide people instead of uniting people.
That's an evil party.
It's an evil party.
And it saddens me that some people don't fight for the United States of America.
It saddens her that people do not fight for the United States of America.
The country of opportunity for all. And for the immigrants. I am an immigrant myself, but the United States of America had to make sure that they screen the people that come to this country. Yeah. See what is going on with President Trump. The judge from Manhattan was born in Bogota, Colombia. The judge from Washington, D.C. was born in Jamaica.
The judges in New York, the judge in D.C., they were not born in America.
Secretary was born in Haiti.
Soros, the press secretaries from Haiti,
were born in Greece. Mayorkas was born in Cuba.
Mayorkas was born in Cuba.
What it means is that the United States of America is importing its own enemies, that instead of being grateful and saving the country that gave them the opportunity to succeed, want to destroy.
So these people are not grateful that came into the United States of America. They're trying to destroy it.
Trump 2024. Let's say before we lose this country, because if we lose the United States of America, there is no other place to go.
Before we lose this country, vote Trump 2024. There's no other place to go.
And President Trump is fighting for us. And he said he's standing in between the radical left and the Democrats. And we the people who love the United States of America.
We are the people who love the United States of America. That's passion. That got me choked up. Wow. Didn't think that was going to happen. The voting numbers are in. President Trump's up big with a 10-point lead, 46% to 36%, according to the Rasmussen poll. Interactive Polls has Trump at 49%, plus 9 over Biden. President Trump said, I'm leading in virtually every poll. MAGA 2024. Moving forward with all of this, people would say it was conspiracy theory, right, for all of these things. Patrons of Control showed us this from Newsweek magazine. They actually show a map showing top states for conspiracy theorists. The statistics database site, which surveyed a representative sample of 30,000 Americans across the country, found that respondents believed Florida was most likely to be home to conspiracy theorists, with California, Texas, New York, and Alabama. Did I just see California? Did I see New York? Whoa. One thing that's really interesting, New York and California here, two of the top five states for conspiracy theorists. We know that conspiracy theorists, most of them are Trump supporters. They asked in these conspiracy theory questions for Newsweek, they asked these things. What about election fraud? What did you guys think about COVID? What about government surveillance? So in other words, the conspiracy theorists are people that aren't brainwashed by the mainstream media. It makes you wonder. California and New York are really actually red. No matter what's going on, Eric Trump is always out there defending our country with his dad, and I just love seeing him out there.
Believe me, the American people know his eye is not on the ball in terms of China or in terms of the Middle East or in terms of any other policy that matters to this country, and that's why he can take 8 days. My father would have never done that. He could have never done that because his eye was actually on the ball. But, you know, this guy, those things are out of sight, out of mind for this man. He doesn't know what's going on. I mean, look how bad Russia and Ukraine's gotten. Look how bad the Middle East has gotten. Look how bad our inflation is. I mean, our economy is definitely teetering out. I mean, I'm just predicting it right now. It is teetering out as we sit here and speak, and we've got real problems. I mean, real problems around the world. We're losing our currency. We're losing our standing. We're losing everything. Well, and, you know, the guy's going to be hunkered down in Camp David trying to memorize lines, again, to explain horrible policy decisions that he's made over the last, you know, 3.5 years.
How about that? Just more amazing things that play out for all of us to see. And, folks, you can see that also at amwenow.com. That's our website. We love it. A lot of work was put into this. A lot of changes have been made over the years. My son is now maintaining this site and made many changes so that it works on your phone and is user-friendly for many across the earth. We've got our podcast tab. We've got home videos. Discover our podcast. Join us. advertise with us if you want. You can click there and send us a message if you'd like that. Contact us. You can send us your picture. We need more photos. We're running out. If you guys haven't done that, please take a photo. Hit that contact portion of amweknow.com. It'll take you here. Contact us. Put your name, your email, and basically click on send a photo. You see this one right here? Send a photo. It's there for you to send that one in. You'll also find our latest videos. You can become a fellowship member. Click on our AUK merch. Subscribe to our newsletter. We send a newsletter out. We send emails out when our videos come out. You'll receive it on your email and basically be able to click on it and get your updates. Our partners are on those. So say you forgot where to find LT Pet Club 247 and you're like, I know they got that mushroom stuff somewhere, right? Go to amweknow.com, scroll to the bottom, and there it is. Hunter's Blend Coffee, you're looking for that. You're looking for Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, Dr. Shockley, and more. Got it all. And all of our social media sites are there for you, too. Pretty amazing, huh? Absolutely brilliant how this put together for you all. And also, just want to remind you, you can go to get our merch at shop.amweknow.com. Remember, our latest there is I'm voting for a convicted felon. Yeah, it's really, really cool that we are grabbing all of this information for you guys. And you're going to be taken care of in more ways than you can imagine. Through prayer, through support, you'll wear this shirt and get out in public and realize, man, I know somebody who watches this show, and they'll walk up to you, and next thing you know, you're new friends. You can talk about when you were actually a conspiracy theorist. How about that one? Here's some more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. Well, Paul Sperry said, while CNN debate moderator Dana Bush insists she can be impartial questioning Trump for this debate, she was married to Trump-bashing Russiagate conspiracist, Biden donor, and Brennan aide, Jeremy Bash, who signed 2020 Intel statement falsely implying Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Yeah, those are the folks that are going to ask the questions. Of course, you know, they're going to go after President Trump for sure. The mainstream media, they've always been against President Trump. Even in 1985, the media was called dishonest by President Trump. Check this out.
I've met some of the most dishonest people I've ever met are in the press. I mean, they are literally some of the most dishonest, despicable people. And, you know, when you see the public hates the press so much, mm-hmm. The public understands. Some of the most truly dishonest, and I mean people where you tell them something, they know exactly what they should be writing, and they write exactly the opposite for the sake of a story. They're truly despicable people in many cases. In some cases, they're very nice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, there's a...
How about that? So, as we go to this debate, check out what's playing out on the prepping side from CBS.
As debate night approaches, a contrast in preparation. Former President Trump campaigning tonight in Philadelphia.
I think it's NBC.
I think this is prepping. These people know better than anybody what they want.
And on the stump.
Nobody's going to be watching the debate on Thursday night, right? Nobody? Will anybody be watching?
Sources tell NBC News campaigning is his debate prep, along with some informal policy sessions with advisors and members of Congress, focusing on inflation and immigration. While President Biden is hunkered down at Camp David for intensive prep sessions led by former Chief of Staff Ron Klain that will include mock debates. Playing the part of Mr. Trump is former White House counsel Bob Bauer, who took on the same role back in 2020. The president looking to focus Thursday night's debate on abortion rights and what his campaign says is Trump's record of undermining democracy. Tonight, Trump saying his yet-to-be-named running mate will be at the debate and that he's made his choice but hasn't told anyone who it will be.
Have you decided who your vice president is?
In my mind, yeah.
Sources tell NBC News the focus has been on three top contenders, each with a history of being critical of Trump. Florida Senator Marco Rubio ran against Trump in 2016.
What we are dealing with here, my friends, is a con artist. He is a con artist.
Before entering politics, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance adamantly opposed Trump.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum briefly ran against Trump for this year's nomination.
Would you ever do business with Donald Trump?
I don't think so.
Why?
I just think that it's important that you're judged by the company you keep, and
you just wouldn't do business with him.
No, I wouldn't.
All three VP contenders are now loyal allies of the former president. Sources say the campaign wants a candidate who won't overshadow Mr. Trump, but also someone who could be the future of the Republican Party.
Dasha joins us now from a Trump rally in Philadelphia. Dasha, what have we learned about when Mr. Trump may announce his running mate?
Jose, the campaign is still deciding whether to announce before or after sentencing for his conviction last month. Sentencing is set for July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention. Jose?
All righty. I was asked about this from Stormy Patriot Joe. Who do you think is going to be the VP pick? I don't know. It's hard trying to figure all this out. Somebody would be nice, would be very calm, cool, collected, Ben Carson. He was out recently dropping red pills like this.
Those who want to fundamentally change us into a Marxist or a communist country, they don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. They just want to manipulate you. As it says in the book, in the Congressional Record, January 10th, 1963, when Congressman Herlong of Florida read in the 45 goals of communism in America. It's pretty touching because you can see all of it happening now. And that was over 60 years ago. Infiltrate the public school system and teacher unions so that you can indoctrinate the kids. Infiltrate the news media and Hollywood so that you can basically manipulate the population, drive wedges between parents and children, denigrate the status of the family, make sexual perversion normal, natural, and healthy. I mean, right down the line, you look and say, check, check, check. Mm-hmm. America used to be the shiny city on the hill, and now it's declining rather rapidly. I was in Europe last year, talking to a number of people, and I said, what do you think about America? And the answer I got was, we think you've lost your minds. And that was very concerning to them, because if America goes, what happens to everybody else?
How about that, huh? So yeah, these are very soft-spoken. Many don't see that. Some others see that maybe Vivek, you know, a younger guy, and more. So, you know, maybe leave below this video who you think it's going to be. A lot of folks have speculation on how this is going to play out. And, man, there's been some wild guesses out there. Many are trying to figure that out. Another one, I think the rumors were going around about Tucker Carlson possibly being a pick, right? Remember when all that was playing out? And he had given a speech at TPUSA, and check this out.
Why would you, as the American economy sits on the cusp of collapse, when the U.S. dollar is worth less than it's ever been worth, when our debt service is more than our defense spending, and when robotics are eliminating entire classes of jobs for working class people, why would you admit illegally tens of millions of people from the poorest countries in the world with no skills? Why would you do that? Is there some crazy plan the Chamber of Commerce, which is for it, by the way, has, where this is going to, I don't know, make labor cheaper? No. There's no plan. That will destroy the country, and that's why they're doing it. Why would you?
So he had that to say. We got some other things he'll share later about the jab and more that he had to say. But since he's on that note with the illegals, I'm going to show you this. Import the third world, become a third world. Biden has blood on his hands. These young girls, age 12, 16, and 11, that you're looking at on your screen are gone because these illegal aliens came in. All of them from Texas. All three of them gone. Their parents lost their daughters. The brothers lost their sisters. Grandparents lost their granddaughters. President Trump had something to say about this illegal activity.
I told Dana White of UFC, I said, here's what we're going to do. You know, these are tough cookies coming into our country, coming with prisons and mental institutions. I said to Dana White, UFC, he's got a big fight going on right now. He's a good friend of mine. You know what he said the other day? They said, who's the toughest person you've ever met? He said, definitely Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump. How about that? But I said, Dana, I have an idea for you to make a lot of money. You're going to go and start a new migrant fight league. Migrants, only migrants. And then at the end of the year, the champion migrant is going to fight your champion. And I hate to tell you, Dana, I think the migrant might win. That's how tough they are. This is not a normal situation.
Not a normal situation. These illegals are causing all kinds of problems for us with this border issue that's playing out. Many more people have been affected than we can imagine.
So my guidance under the Trump administration was go tell America what's going on the border and keep us informed. On day one, the Biden administration put a gag order on all government employees that you're not allowed to speak without them giving you talking points.
You're not allowed to speak without talking points to the government about anything that we're up to, any type of illegal activity, nothing that will cause problems for America that we're causing. We don't want you guys talking.
And I think that's the point. They want to spin the information and they want to give selective data points. Mayorkas talks about, for example, this vetting, and he says with a straight face to Congress and all the American public that we're not releasing anybody into the United States without vetting them. But then he doesn't tell them that the vetting is basically U.S. databases only. It's basically a useless records check.
Useless records
wow.
check.
Rodney Scott, we're glad you're able to talk.
How about that? All of this playing out. Even Biden surrogate Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren gets nuked by ABC as she embarrasses herself trying to defend the millions of unvetted illegals Biden has ferried into the country.
6.9 million apprehensions at the southern border. Thus far in Biden's term, there were just over 2 million in Donald Trump's entire term. What did the president do wrong?
No, this isn't about what the president did wrong. Remember, on the very first day that he was sworn into office, President Biden asked Congress both for the resources and for comprehensive immigration reform. The Republicans blocked it.
Donald Trump didn't have that either, Senator. And there were 2 million during his entire term.
Until last fall. The president tries to deal with the problem that is presented to him. He can't deal with it if Congress and the Republicans continue to block him. And so the president is using the tools available to him, both to create border security, but he doesn't have the resources because the Republicans are blocking access.
But he is president. Understood. I do think you've made your point. But poll after poll, as Matt Rivers just pointed out, say that this is a very weak poll number for President Biden. Trump surpasses him by 17 points in trust and working the border.
I understand that. And I understand that the president is doing what he can with the resources available to him. But you know as well as I do that he can't manufacture more judges. He can't manufacture more guards if Congress doesn't give him the resources to do that. You know, the president is out there doing everything he can, not just at the border, but overall for families. And the action he took in this last week is exactly Joe Biden being Joe Biden. Think for just a minute about what it means for 500,000 families that little kids go off to school in the morning and they don't have to worry about whether or not mom or dad is still going to be part of their family when they get home.
And what about the border that you were so concerned about a couple of weeks ago? The first question I ask you, are you less concerned now?
No.
Oh, boy, she's not concerned. Their talking points were given to them. They're being exposed at levels that we've never seen before. I mean, ABC, out of all places, are talking about the illegals. Are we seeing a shift? Who's controlling the mainstream media now? Man, it's crazy. this information's actually coming out. Well, if you guys are into comedy, Dan Scavino posted this, Bidenomics for Dummies.
How about the 20 bucks you owe me?
Oh, yeah? Well, I only got 10, so here's 10, I owe you 10.
Thanks.
Hey, Mo, you owe me 20.
Well, here's 10, I'll owe you 10.
Uh-uh, you owe me 20.
Here's 10, I owe you 10.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Good, now we're all even.
Yeah, Bidenomics for Dummies, Dan Scavino posted that. And of course, President Trump has something to say about our economy.
As president, I will not cut one penny from Social Security or Medicare. I kept that promise for four straight years, and I will keep it again. By contrast, Joe Biden has cut Medicare Advantage payments. You don't even know this. For two straight years, a total betrayal of seniors. Senior citizens, he's cut your Advantage payments for 2 years, and nobody knows it. And the seniors have to get on board because, I'll tell you what, they're being treated badly.
Very badly. And so we had a chance to talk about that. If you missed our interview yesterday with Dr. Kirk Elliott, we caught into it. There it is. Social Security fund depletion? Question mark. Japan bank giant pulls rug on financial system. That and other countries are doing that too. There's a silver short squeeze, possibly. Then he, man, he just really keeps us informed. And I find it amazing. President Trump would have a speech and share all this information and how that's playing out with these bank runs that are probably coming and more. But the Social Security issue, I mean, that's a big one for all of us, all of us. And Dr. Kirk Elliott was on top of it. Here's a clip from that particular show. All you have to do, by the way, is go to amweknow.com/gold in the description box below. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and have these conversations that I have.
Evolution, right?
Right.
But what about Social Security? So you and I have actually talked over the last year about how the Social Security Trust Fund is underfunded. Social Security is ultimately going to run out for demographic reasons and for market-based reasons. So the demographics are, in most of Western culture, including Japan and China, both, you've got, well, China because of a one-child policy, others because you have to have parents that are both having to work, are basically fertility rate is below 2.0, meaning we're not having as much kids as we once used to,
right?
And that's something that permeates in Western cultures, not something that's happening in Latin America or Middle Eastern cultures. Their populations are exploding, where Western culture is diminishing. So what that means is you right now have this demographic shift, the graying of America, where you've got people that are retired, the baby boomers are retiring, and they're going to expect their benefits.
Yep, and you got to hear his answer on all of this by going to our video that we put out yesterday. Go out there and check it out, folks. It's absolutely amazing. And so again, I brought up Tucker earlier, and he shared this proof that the COVID jab was many folks were damaged by this. 68% rise in depression and more.
Well, human behavior changed after the vax, the inoculation campaign. I mean, it did change. Human behavior changed. People started living differently. Their attitudes changed. And
what do you think? People have been modified already?
Yes, I do. I have no evidence for that other than what I see.
And specifically, how is it manifesting?
I think people seem much more compliant, actually. And I think they seem broken. Now, how to, you know, disaggregate all the different factors is beyond my capability. I'm not God. I don't know. But, you know, being locked indoors for a year, you know, bereft of human contact. And, you know, there are lots of different factors. Drinking and drug use went way up. Screen time went way up. But there's no denying that people changed the way they lived and their attitudes really changed. And if you have a drug that could potentially change people's DNA, and I think there's evidence that it can, I mean, it can, why wouldn't you see changes in behavior?
So countless people observe their loved ones becoming more compliant and broken after the jabs. Anybody notice that with your family members? I had this discussion last week with a good friend of mine, and he said he noticed that most folks that have taken the jab, seems like they've just kind of, they're unable to comprehend anything that you share with them when it comes to conservative values and more. Anybody experience that? Go in the below this video and let us know in your comment section. This was deemed a conspiracy theory, but now we have the data to back it up. A new study from South Korea analyzed the electronic health records of 2.2 million folks and later 4.3 million individuals in Seoul. It was alarming what they found. By comparing the rates of various new medical conditions in vaccinated versus unvaxxed groups over 3 months, the study revealed that the vaxxed had 68% rise in depression, 44% surge in anxiety, 93% increase in sleep disorders, 138% jump in mild cognitive impairment, and a 23% in Alzheimer's disease. Promoting all of this and more would be old Arnold Schwarzenegger with John Podesta. Can you believe that demon? You see him on your screen, this demon here on the right? This guy is so, he's probably filled with legions of demons. We've seen the pictures. We've gone through in detail his emails, the worship of Moloch, Marina Abramovich, and more. So now, old Arnold gets up there with John. And by the way, Podesta's actually replaced John Kerry as the senior advisor to the president, yep, for international climate policy. The duo, they're presenting a united front to discuss the supposed essential political tools needed to tackle climate change, a topic that has been increasingly weaponized by the Earth agendas, right? All these people that run this Earth. Podesta will oversee the implementation of $370 billion worth of climate change provisions included in the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Amazing, huh? These guys join together and continue to fill us with lies that damage all of us day in and day out. Of course, another athlete died suddenly. Matija Sarkic, Millwall and Montenegro goalkeeper. He's gone at 26 years old, died suddenly. Dr. Javier Risch shared this with us. ESPN Stephen Smith apologized to Kyrie Irving years after criticizing him for not taking the COVID jab. He said he was wrong. Can you believe that? He issued that apology to the Dallas Mavericks guard on YouTube May 29th after criticizing him for not taking the COVID jab. Folks are waking up, finding out what's going on, and many more need to know how this played out.
We've grabbed more power. Well, where we could see it was in the COVID special committee. So we were really able to uncover a lot of lies. We exposed all of the narratives about this mRNA injection being safe and effective, which it wasn't. Then it was claimed this mRNA injection, it saved 20 million lives. It's a blatant lie. That is a number that then the representative of EMA, she actually had to admit to it. That number pertains to all vaccines ever in history, you know. But we were just talking about the mRNA injection. So it's a blatant lie when you say it saved 20 million lives. On the contrary, the mRNA injections, they may have very well killed 17 million people around the world. So there is nothing safe and effective about it. They never even tested that stuff.
Of course, well, that's the German MP, Christine Anderson, always on the front lines fighting for the truth on all of this. NFL veteran center Billy Price, age 29, has announced his sudden retirement following the discovery of a large blood clot. In the blink of an eye, everything could be taken away. April 24th, I had emergency pulmonary embolism surgery to remove a saddle clot that was entering both of my lungs. As a healthy 29-year-old, an unprovoked pulmonary embolism with no further medical explanation is terrifying, said the NFL veteran, Billy Price. He said he's truly thankful to be alive today, but he's retiring. More lives affected day in and day out. Other effects on our life that's playing out for many would be our children, not just physically, but mentally. in our school systems. And I just love hearing President Trump talk about what he's planning to do to the education system or the brainwashing system that's been pushed in our government indoctrination centers.
We'll support a strong policy, which I have, of universal school choice, allowing parents to choose the public, private, charter, or religious school that best suits their children. I will support America's homeschool families, including allowing 529 education savings accounts to be used for homeschooling expenses up to $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free. This room likes that more than some rooms. Some rooms don't, and that's okay, but this room does. That's good. Glad I said it, actually. And I will shut down the Federal Department of Education, and we will move everything back to the states where it belongs and where they can individualize education and do it with the love for their children.
So how many enemies do you think President Trump made with that statement? How many folks at the very top of the education system do you think are really ticked off by that statement? It's a lot. But that's just the education system. How many do you think are upset that work at the IRS saying, oh man, he's going to get rid of income tax? How many folks in the government that have jobs that realize, wait a minute, if President Trump gets in, I won't be able to sit at my desk all day and send emails and not do a thing and just get paid for this job that's really worthless? How many out there will find out the hard way how much manipulation has been done and how much money has been taken from us? And who are the folks that prop all that up in the military-industrial complex? One of the key things I thought was played out here, he says up to $10,000 per child a year. Do you guys realize what you can do with that? Do you realize, just hearing that statement, if you have, say, three kids, that's $30,000 a year. Now, say five families come together with three kids, and you all get that money for your child, and you tell these school teachers who want to leave their job desperately, but they have nowhere to go, you say, look, we'd like you to teach our children. You guys set up a nice little school system in one of the giant homes that you have. You take that money or you rent something out and you say, hey, we've got a small little department store that closed down and we're going to turn that into a school. And we're going to turn it into a 508c1a nonprofit, and we're going to make sure that you're taken care of, ma'am, sir, whoever you are teaching. And we're going to take the money that President Trump gave us for education, and we're going to create this little small homeschool system, and we're going to pay you to help us teach. Guys, I can't teach my children. I'm not very good at it. My wife, we both admit that we're not good at it. We worked and tried to find the right system for our children as they grew up in our home, as we homeschooled them. It's not easy. I get it. I know exactly what you're going through. Whew. And so that amazing system to be able to be set up for many of us out there would be amazing. President Trump shows that he cares for his for children. If you guys didn't catch it recently, he was able to sign a document for a young man, basically letting him know, hey, I see you. I care about you. And watch this young man as he's in tears.
Make sure he gets a special sandwich for himself. Aww. Yeah, I'm gonna hit something. Come here. You're gonna hit pay dirt. You know what? Watch. Look at him, huh?
Okay, hold it for
now. You know who that is?
Andrew Jackson. All right, dude. I'm gonna find it for you.
We're gonna make it around you.
And he's just in tears as President Trump signs Oh, it's just amazing. And then he turns him and takes pictures. He said, I just added value to that. So cool. And guys, everything that our children have been through, imagine what he's gone through, this guy right here. The tears that were flowing from his eyes as he got a chance to meet one of the greatest presidents we've ever seen in the history of the United States. This guy right here has faced, probably, and I'm just guessing, having to wear masks in school. Watching his parents probably look over the bills and wondering how tough things are going to be when they go to the grocery store to have to buy food for their family that week. Who knows? Just picture him as maybe your grandson. Maybe somebody who's dealing with this day in and day out, the stress that comes with the precipice that we're being led to, hoping for just having one smile. Hoping that our Heavenly Father has heard our prayers, that this revival of our nation has played out where many people have been driven to their knees and they realize there's only hope. There's only hope through our Savior, Christ, our Lord. And we hope and pray that as we live this history, that these children will grow up with better education, that they'll grow up with Bible verses, that they'll grow up with the Ten Commandments, that they'll grow up the same way that I did in the 70s, folks, starting in kindergarten, where we were given classes about our great nation. I still remember that today. Where we can feel safe as we enter, maybe scouting is finally renewed back to its moral practices again. Maybe these buildings with crosses on them that have been so damaged over the years from these CIA-infiltrated seminaries, maybe they get cleaned up by these young folks rising up, reading the Word of God, and saying, I'm going to go out and I'm going to share the truth with people. I'm going to start a small business. I'm going to learn the value of loving other people. Who knows? Only our Heavenly Father knows. Sometimes when we go through these dark, dark times, man, the light is so much brighter at the end, isn't it? Let's continue to pray for our country.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the great reminder from your word to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. May we train up our children in the very words of God that you've given to us. Thank you for the reminder that you protect us. Thank you for the reminder of the many stories throughout history where those that followed you, that had faith in you through even the most difficult situations, knew at the very end everything would be all right. We thank you that we have hope in knowing that how this all plays out, regardless, that you're in control. We ask for continued protection over many who are standing on the front lines, battling out this enemy, this demonic force that continues to push so hard, immoral activity, lies, and more, trying to put in their form of government, their evil form, so that they can destroy us. Heavenly Father, we know you see all of this and know it all, and we just ask and we just seek you, looking for answers and hoping and praying that this election will bring forth a new nation, a new fight, a new structure and foundation that we can all look back and say, oh, what a battle, what a war. But man, what a mighty God we serve. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Yeshua, amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your